Oh my. Prison has not been kind to you, has it? No, don't go. I apologize. That was a little rude. Not my intention. What is my intention? Well, you get straight to the point, don't you? See, I would have thought you'd be up for a bit more pointless conversation than that. I mean, you haven't received any visitors in all your time here. 3 years. That's an awfully long time to go without seeing a familiar face. Must have been difficult. Especially when you're innocent. I said especially when you're innocent. Of course I think you're innocent. That's the truth, isn't it? You were set up. You were stitched up. You were played. And look where you are now. Prison with a life sentence. Now everyone in prison says that they're innocent. Especially the really, really guilty ones, but you. Oh, you're an exception. You're a unicorn. You really are innocent. And I know all about it. Come now, you're not naive. You are. But these 3 long years? Oh, they solved that problem. The last thing you are now is naive. Now you're cynical, distrusting, sharp. It's a pity. You were. Never mind. How would I know what you were when I don't know you? Oh, you see, darling. I do know you. I know all about you. I know all your little secrets. All your little fears. I've done my research. Why? Good question. Very good question. You are quite intelligent. Not too intelligent, I mean. You were played by your girlfriend. Ooh, sore point. It really must sting. Having the one you love just screw you over. Stitch you up like a kipper. It really is the worst thing that can happen to you. No one knows exactly how bad it is unless it's happened to them. The betrayal. The recrimination. The rage and hatred. You can't really understand it unless you've been through it. It is a small and very exclusive club. And we are both card-carrying members. No. Your girlfriend didn't screw me over. Your girlfriend. She doesn't even know I exist. It was someone else. Someone who did an even worse job on me than your girlfriend did on you. I actually have scars. Maybe I'll tell you what happened to me one day. When we have dealt with your girlfriend. You see, that's why I'm here. I'm here to make you an offer. An offer that you would be a fool to turn down, but you are a fool, so. I'm not very good with people. The whole cynical, distrusting sharpness. Well, it runs deep with me. So, your girlfriend, beautiful. I mean, stunning. I can see why you fell for her. She is bewitching. A bit dumb. No. She is surprisingly stupid. Do you really think that she did this to you on her own? That she devised the scheme? The plot? Maybe you're not as smart as I thought you were. Or maybe it's all starting to make sense in that head of yours. So, would you like revenge? It's not a stupid question. Would you like revenge? It's a very clear cut and precise question. It only has two answers. Yes or no. It's the answer that is complicated, complex. It's the answer that has layers. Because the answer is based on emotion. An emotion is messy and rough, and it catches you like thorns as you walk through a forest at night. Like you did when you buried the body. Now, I know that. I know that you didn't do that, but everyone else, and I mean everyone else, they think that you did. The case against you is rich and plush and fat, but not easy. Oh no. They had to dig for it. They had to work for it. Because if all that evidence just landed at their feet, there would have been doubt. It's too easy. Oh no. They made some effort to frame you. Layer on layer of lies and deception. Almost beautiful in a way. And definitely not something that your girlfriend could do on her own. Oh. We want to know who. Who helped her? Well. That information doesn't come for free. Nothing comes for free. And if it does, you should be very, very suspicious. Hopefully that's a lesson that you've learnt in prison. Going by that look. It is. So. Do you want revenge? A cold, logical question. And now, your answer. There'll be conflict. In your heart, in your head, there is conflict. Because, well, you hate her for doing this to you. You really hate her, but part of you still loves her. Part of you thinks that she's innocent, that someone must have made her do it. And me being here, all the things I've said, that just feeds that fire. Do you want revenge? Yes, but also no. It's complex. It's emotional. It's messy. I get it. I didn't really want revenge. I wanted out of prison. I wanted my life back. But here's the thing. You don't get that. You don't get your life back. You will never, ever get your life back. That is shattered. Broken. It's gone. No one will ever see you the same way. And strangers? Well, they might smile at you at first. They might even like you. Might even love you. But once they find out, well, that'll be gone too. So, let me just be completely straight with you. Completely honest. Your life is fucked. There is no happy ending. There's no nothing. You get out of here and all you'll do is merely exist. The betrayal will dig deep into your skin, into your flesh, into your bones. It'll twist you up. You'll never be the same person. You're not even the same person now. And with each passing year, you'll get a little bit more warped. Until you won't even recognize yourself in the mirror. And when you finally do get out of here, all those many years in the future, you won't live. You'll just exist. And you'll fool yourself into thinking that you're satisfied, that you're happy, that you've let go of everything. But it will always be there like a millstone around your neck. You love her. Because it's a way to cling on to what you've lost. It's a way to hope that you can go back. Turn back time. But you can't. And you won't. No one accidentally frames someone else for murder. And not the way that you were framed. Not so delicately. Not so precisely. With thought and planning, a scheme like the finest lace, intricate, layered, beautiful. That is no accident. And you know that. You know that. Beneath all the emotion, the warmth, the sentimentality, as anger, cold and sharp and burning, just burning in the pit of your stomach, and it is shouting, I want revenge. I can get you revenge. And I mean real revenge. The kind of revenge that is satisfying. The kind of revenge that, oh, feels like joy. You see, what they've done to you will do to them. Only we won't be framing the innocent. We'll be exposing the guilty, picking them apart, digging our hands into the guts of their secrets and holding them up to the light. There's nothing like it. That kind of revenge is so fulfilling, so enlivening. It's living. Would you like to live again? Would you like revenge? Would you like to know what really happened? Because I guarantee you have no idea. Oh no, the conspiracy. It goes through your family. It goes through hers. Oh, there's history there. There's hatred and tragedy. It's like a soap written by Shakespeare and then shined up for Hollywood. It's juicy. And I know you're curious. But then, you have no idea who I am. I could be a crazy woman. How did I get in to visit you anyway? How can I get you out of here? So much you don't know. That must be really annoying. Just so, so annoying. And if you say no, well, you're always going to wonder. It's actually kind of cruel of me to make this offer to you, because if you say no, this is all you're going to think about on those long, cold nights when you're staring at the ceiling. That's if you have the top bunk. Do you? Of course you do. Because you have potential. I don't make this offer to everyone. It takes a particular kind of person to thrive. But I think you are that person. So, tell me. Do you want revenge?